Bez Hashem continues Shmir Salosh and Shara Zachiro, Perek Zayin, Shemir 53, discussing what happens when the person speaks Lashon Hara. This morning, someone was holding a English Sefer from the Chavetz Chaim, the Daily Companion, and less than a day. And he asked me, like, how is this different from Shmir Salosh? So I explained to him that the Chavetz Chaim first wrote the Sefer Chavetz Chaim and the laws of Lashon Hara, which tell a person and teach a person what not to say, what he could say. And the Shmir Salashin, which we're learning here, is the Musar. Tells a person what happens when he holds himself back from speaking Lashon Hara. What happens when, unfortunately, he falls prey to the Yetzer Hara and he speaks Lashon Hara. Now the Chavetz Chaim is telling us from the Zayar Kaddush, that when the person speaks Lashon Hara, the words he says of Torah, of Tefillah, afterwards, they run out of batteries. They don't work. They don't hit the mark. Let's explain what he says. Gam bezeh shetimi es piv. When the person is metame, his mouth, when he defiles his mouth, then, when this person goes and says Tehillim, and when this person davens and he learns Torah, he's paigim. He ruins those words of Torah and Tefillah as well. Now, of course, there's always tshuva, which we've discussed, that beforehand the person should do tshuva. But if he doesn't, and he continues to speak Lashon Hara, and he goes to learn, what happens is as follows. As we mentioned, the mashal of the hose, the garden hose that fell into the mud, and he turns on the water. That's exactly what he brings here now from the Zayar Kaddush. That when a person speaks Lashon Hara, he creates prosecuting malachim, crippled, blackened, dangerous malachim. If we would see them, we'd go out of our kelim, we'd go meshugah. Later on, he discusses how massive and powerful these malachim are. I told you I was in the store maybe a year ago. I gave a bracha to somebody this morning. He had a boy. I said, Zach Kotum Godliya. In fact, in his name, the first name he named him, this was my first name as well. So I said that the child should be a Godl. I said Godl Bateri. He said, yeah, he should be tall like you also. That's what the father said. Father's not on the tallest side. So, that's not what I was referring to. Okay, fine. I told you, I was at a restaurant once picking up some food, and I'm standing next to somebody, and I felt small. It doesn't happen so often. I mamish felt like, wow. Wow, that's what it's like to be tall. You know, I was looking up, like, hurting my neck like that.
You don't get among a non-Jewish man.
And well, still, 6'2", 6'3", you're on the taller side. When a person, but in front of the malachim, he'd be petrified to open his eyes. That's what the Chavetz Chaim tells us. And this person is creating these prosecuting malachim against himself with every word he says. And then later, when this person goes ahead and he says Milin Kaddishin, he says holy words of Torah and Tefillah, Vaylon ba'alma da'osi, Vaylon ba'alma dein, woe is to him ba'alma dein in this world and next world. Why is that? Because those impure, schmutzig, filthy words that he first created, these malachim, shall chavala of destruction, they go up and they hold back any word of Kedusha that goes up to Shemayim. They say, you're not going anywhere. That's how we learn Shmir Salashin. Because a person has to realize the effects of his words and his actions. And the person thinks, well, I'm saying Tehillim, there's a Chayla, I'm saying Tehillim, there's a tragedy. I'm saying Tehillim because I'm saying Tehillim. But if the mouth is a sewer mouth, the mouth is a mouth of disgusting Lashon HaRechilus, so he knows Dvarim, This person, he loses the merits, the schuyos, of the words of Kedusha, and it's if his, as if, says the Zohar Kodesh, the holiness that Kedusha is weakened. I remember as a kid, I once made Hamantashen. And accidentally, someone put the sugar, mixed the sugar container with the salt. So instead of putting sugar in the Hamantashen, I put salt in there. Always enjoyed making Hamantashen, even more than making, eating them. Just get them, Purim spirit. But these Hamantashen, he couldn't eat them. Instead of having sugar, it was full of salt. Now you had the other stuff mixed in together, but the salt overpowered it. The Lashon Hara overpowers the words of the Torah, the words of the Tefillah. And the person wonders, what's going on? Why aren't my words going up to Shemayim? Why don't we see Rafua? Why don't we see Yeshua's? So this is what happens, explains the Chafetz Chaim, behind the scenes. Just like you go into them, you take a microscope, you look under the lens over there, and you see what's going on, the action under the microscope. We're now taking that microscope and seeing what's taking place behind the scenes when the person speaks Lashon Hara.